Kasher diber Hashem im Yisrael panim befanim. Rabban is going to put Parshas Truma into perspective, relating it to the last two sedras. Why does Truma come after Yisrael Mishpatim? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabban paints the scene. Kadosh Baruch Hu has just given Kalal Yisrael national nevuah. Baruch spoke with Kalal Yisrael panim befanim asa asros hadibros. And then, after the Aseret HaDibros were conveyed directly to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to teach a selection of mitzvos to them via Moshe Rabbeinu. That, of course, is a reference to Parshas Mishpatim. Rabban just sketched Yisrael, Aseret HaDibros, and then Mishpatim. HaKadosh Baruch says to Moshe Rabbeinu, now share these additional mitzvahs with Klal Yisrael. And those additional mitzvahs, those ketzas mitzvahs, several mitzvahs, only some of the mitzvahs, shehenko avos the mitzvahs seha shel Torah. They're like the avos of the mitzvahs, highlights of the mitzvahs. The Rabban is presumably speaking to the fact that Mishpatim contains an array, a very diverse array of mitzvahs. You have some mitzvahs that have to do with Be'erim L'chaver, that have to do with money. Some mitzvahs have to do with Be'erim L'makom. You have Karbanos and Yamim Tovim and Shabbos and so on and so forth. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a flavoring, a sampling of some of the diversity of mitzvahs. Their avos, their headers, the categories of mitzvahs. Kasher hinhigu rabo seinu ma'geirim shebam lehisaid. Just as our practice is to do with a non-Jew wants to become Jewish, a non-Jew wants to become Jewish, require the essence of Geirus is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. The essence of Geirus is that the Geir accepts to be bound by Torah Mitzvahs, and thus doing to be a part of Klal Yisrael. The Chazal specified the procedure for that is that we have, not only does he need to feel a sense of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, but we actually go through a specific conversation with the Geir, where we go through not every single mitzvah, but we highlight a number of a diverse list of examples of different mitzvahs. You're makabel to be careful about Tchum Shabbos. You're makabel to be careful about this and about that, and you're going to keep this, and you're going to have emunah. They give a sampling of different mitzvahs, as well as saying, in general terms, are you makabel all the mitzvahs? But we go through a list of illustrations, a list of specific examples. And that's rooted, Rabban says, in Parshas Mishpatim. Yisroel and Mishpatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents Aseret HaDibros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents more, another sampling of mitzvahs, in Parshas Mishpatim. After all of that, and this brings us to most way through Mishpatim, Yisrael kibulu alehem la'asoz kol mashi tzaveim al yado. Klal Yisrael also accepted generally, as a ger does, Kabbalah's kol ha'mitzvahs, so whatever nasa v'nishma, at the end of Mishpatim, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to teach to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're already obligating ourselves to that. V'karasimah and bris al kolzeh. At the end of Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu brokers the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Kasha hisni ma mitchila, as he's building it up, miyate hine heim lo la'am v'hu lehem le'lokim. The outcome of all this is not just specific mitzvahs. The outcome of the mitzvahs and the outcome of our obligation to keep mitzvahs. And the bris, the covenant, is that now there's a relationship. Heim lo la'am v'hu lehem le'lokim. Now we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, and he is our God. Kasha hisni ma mitchila. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us this from the outset, that the result of Kabbalah HaTorah would be a unique relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shamo Tishmu B'Koli U'Shmartem Es Brisi V'Yisim Lisgula. If we'll obligate ourselves to keep the mitzvahs, we will be a unique treasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Segula. And we will be Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. So that brings us, Ramban says, to the end of Mishpatim. The outcome is not only a specific episode of one moment of prophecy, one moment of national nevuah, nor is the outcome only that now we have a chiyuv of mitzvahs, but the what flows from that national nevuah and that kabbalas al mitzvahs is that now we have a whole new layer, a whole new dimension in our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a bris, we're Am Hashem, we're the Mamlechas Konim v'Gad Kadosh, we are the Segula. And where does that take us? Now that we are the Goy Kadosh, Hineim Kadoshim, Ruyim Sheyeba HaMikdash LaHashrosh Shechinaso B'neihem. Truma, Ramban says, is a natural next step. Parshas Truma is a natural next step. If we are now infused, endowed with national Kedusha by dint of Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, so then now it makes sense. Only now is it appropriate that we could have we could construct a holy people could construct a holy place. What do you mean a holy place? A place that allows for greater holiness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mikdash, a place of kedusha, la'ashol shechina sol b'nehem, that could be, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work address in Olam Hazeh. That's why Parshas Truma opens before getting into all the details. Rabban says the first thing the Rosh Hashem says, you're going to make a holy place, and it's going to be a mikdash, a place of kedusha. It's going to be a mishkan. V'shachanti b'sochem will be a place of living. It'll be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's address. Now we're ready to create an address, so to speak, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, a place in Olam Hazeh where Kadosh Baruch Hu will be more evident than he is elsewhere. So that's why all these many, many prakim to come about how you build the mikdash begin with that one thesis statement. This one-line summary, the executive summary, is v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem. All the details there are to come about shulchan and menorah and krushim and urios and all the details of the hooks and the skins, it's all about making a holy place that would allow for us to have greater, more consistent interaction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'sham yidaber Moshe, v'yitzav es b'nei Yisrael. That'll be the staging ground for ongoing nevuah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue to share Torah mitzvahs with Klal Yisrael via Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi tells at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, over the course of the years in the Midbar when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, would be in and through the Aron and the Mishkan. Vihine Iker HaChevetz Hu B'Mishkan Mekom Menuchas HaShchina. The primary goal is a resting place, so to speak, an address for greater Gilu Shechina, for greater revealedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a place where we could have an easier time noticing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that's going to be primarily in the Aron. Kemo Shammah v'no Adi L'cha Shammah v'di Barati Chami Al HaKaparas. That's what the Pesukim say later in Parshas Truma. The Aron was meant to be a place from which nevuah would emerge. So the Aron, in terms of if the primary goal of the Mishkan is to be a Mishkan, a place of Shechina, a place where there's more Hashras HaShechina, so Alkein Hikdim HaAron VaKaporos Bekan Kihu Muktam B'Mala. That's why, in terms of the sequence of the Sedra, we mention the Aron first. Why are we mentioning the Aron first? Ramban raising an interesting question. We rarely see the Aron. Most people never see the Aron. So they never get close to the Aron. Tanaim do indicate that perhaps they open the parochia sometimes. People could see it from a distance. Okay. But who gets close to the Aron? Only the Kohen Gadol, only Yom Kippur? Why not start with that part of Beis HaMikdash that people interact with all the time? Many Kohanim interact with the menorah and the shulchan on a regular basis. And every Jew could come and see the Mizbeach. And when a Jew brings a carbon, it's brought on the Mizbeach. Why is Parshas Truma start with the Aron? Let's start with the more common, well-known items and the more commonly used items. Why not start with the Mizbeach? The Rabban is telling us, without explaining what he's rejecting, he's telling us, he keeps stressing, you know, the main purpose of the Mikdash is to be a Mishkan, to be a Pesach Hashoras HaShechina. By the way, as opposed to what? As opposed to what else could it have been? What do you say? You know what else it could have been? we could have understood that the Mishkan is primarily a place of Hakravas Karbanos. And Rabbanan say, no. It's also, once you have a Mishkan, it's going to be the place where you bring Karbanos. But the essence of Mishkan is not to be a place where you bring Karbanos. The essence of Mishkan is to be a place for Hashras Hashchina. The essence of it is Shechina. Essence of it is to be, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's address, his work address, his P.O. box, so to speak, in this world, in Olam Hazeh. And that's why Aaron comes first. And once you have a place that's the ultimate in Hashras Hashechina, it's the most obvious place to bring Karbanos, the most appropriate place to bring Karbanos. And ultimately, the only place you'll have to bring karbanos. But that's not the core purpose of the Mishkan. The core purpose of the Mishkan would be a place of Shechina. Mainly, you also bring karbanos. That's why the Torah says, "Vasu mitzvah shachanti b'sochem." That's the intro. And that's why the first item described is the Aron, the kaporis, the epicenter of the Kedusha, the epicenter of the Hashras Hashechina. And he goes on to say, and then afterwards you sort of work outwards from the Aron to the next layer, the rest of the building, the Shulchan and the Menorah, and then we move out further to the Mizbeach. Aval Moshe hekdim parashas Vayakel es haMishkan es ha'alav es mechzeyu. But when Moshe teaches the Jewish people, he gives them the practical sequence. The Mishkan, the Oel, the Mechzeh. V'chein ha'ase b'tzal, v'shehu ha'roi l'kadeim b'masa. You want to build the walls first, the walls, the tent, but fundamentally, conceptually, the purpose is the Aron. Practically speaking, you might have to build a structure so that you could then have a place to put the Aron. You might only actually fabricate the Aron once you have a standing building, but conceptually, it all begins with the Aron. And, as we said, the Aron as opposed to the Mizbeach. And the Rabbana has one more line here, which he has many more lines, but we want to see one more line, which he prefaces with Kabbalah, the Sod HaMishkan. But before we get to that, let's first back up just a little bit to the Hakdama. To the Hakdama of Sefer Shmos, going back to the very, very beginning. See, the Rabban going to use this idea to explain larger questions as well. Rabban is very bothered by the whole structure of Parashat Shmos. Take a moment to find it. Okay, let's take a look at the Hakdama. Very, very illuminating, very, very fascinating. Rabban has a question about, say, zooms out. Let's take a look at Shmos as a whole. Sefer Shmos. He's going to want to know what is Sefer Shmos about. Question you don't often even ask ourselves. What's the Sefer as a whole about this whole Chumash? Chumash Shmos. What's that Chumash about? And take a look. It's brief and very, very dense, packed with meaning. The Hakdama to Shmos. Hishlim HaKasav Sefer Bereishis. True Sefer Yitzira Bechidush Olam, Yitzira's Kol Notza. Just as the Ramban here opened Truma by putting the context of Yisro Mishpatim, he opened Sefer Shmos by putting the context of the preceding Chumash Bereishis. We just completed Sefer Bereishis, which is Genesis. It's a book of creation in several senses. Creation of Chidush Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the universe. Yitzira's Kol Notza, number two, creating humanity. And perhaps creating civilization. And number three, it's a book of creation, a book of Genesis, in the sense of Mikri Avos Kulam. The events of the Avos, after all, only Bereishis and maybe Noach is the creation of the universe, creation of civilization. Why is most of Bereishis in Bereishis? Rabban says, no. The from Lech Lecha on, the stories of the Avos, those are those particular episodes which appear, as we discussed repeatedly when we learn Sefer Bereishis, they're Ke'inyin Yitzira Lazarim. Those episodes, the few episodes of the lives of the Avos, which actually make it into Chumash, they're in Chumash Bereishis because they weren't just relevant to the lives of Avram or Yitzhak or Yaakov, but they were Yitzira Lazarim. They were creating the Jewish people. They were creating Jewish history. Shekol Mikrehem Tzirei Dvarim L'Mos Lo'odia Kol HaSidla V'Olehem. Those episodes which appear in the Chumash are the episodes which are Ma'ase Avos Siman Labanim, which were episodes which were a Siman and Nevuah for what would happen to the Jewish people in the future. So Sefer Bereishis Rabban says in a couple of quick lines, the Sefer Bereishis theme is Yetzirah. It's creation. Creation of the entire universe, creation of humanity, civilization, and creation of the Jewish people and the Jewish story through learning the story, the episodes in the lives of the Avos. Ma'ase Avos Siman Labanim. Now that that's been completed, the three layers of creation, universe, humanity, Jewish people, Hischel Sefer Acher. Now we open the Rabban says Sefer Shmos, a second Sefer. What's that about? Be'inyan Hamasa Haba Mira Mazmahim. Now we expect that Shmos and the upcoming Svarim will be unpacking the Ma'aseh Avos Siman Labanim. Now we're going to see Jewish history actually begin to play out. V'chein Chazar and V'nisyachet Sefer Eile Shmos, that's going to be all the other Chumashim, but specifically Sefer Shmos is about what? Ha'galus ha'rishon ha'nigzer b'feresh u'v'ge'ula mimenu. The topic of Sefer Shmos, the theme of the Chumash, is Galus and Sefer Ha'galus v'ha'ge'ula. Galus Mitzrayim and the Ge'ula from Mitzrayim. That's what Ramban says. Bereishis is Sefer HaYetzirah, creation, Genesis, and Shmos is Exodus. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Geula, Galus or Geula. Of course, if it's Galus or Geula, there are a couple of problems. One problem is where Sefer Shmos starts. Another problem is where Sefer Shmos ends. He says, number one, well, the Eila Shmos B'nei Israel, about Mitzrayim, Shmos begins by backing up to the middle of Ayigash, 7 decades to when Yaakov and his sons came down to Mitzrayim. But Bereishis had already ended with the death of Yosef HaTzadik. So why does Shmos briefly back up to that point in time, decades earlier, when Yaakov and his sons came down to Mitzrayim? He says, I'll explain to you why. We want, Shmos isn't just picking up where Bereishis left off chronologically. Shmos is going to give us the whole picture of Galus and Geula. So you want to see Klal Yisrael from where they were going down into Galus. So you have to back up to, they had been in Eretz Yisrael, and now we watch them go into Galus. Okay, so now we understand why, say, the beginning of Shmos backs up as far as it does. But now there's a bigger problem. Why doesn't Shmos end with Parshas Bo? Geula. Now we're done. Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he explains, well, Kishi Yatsum Mitzrayim, Afa Pishi Yatsum Bez Havadim. It's true, over the course of Parshas Bo, they're already free of slavery. Adayne Chashvu Golim, Kilo, Kai Beretz Lo Lahem, Nevuchim Bamidbar. They're still shiftless, as we learn in Bishalach. They haven't yet settled. When is Geula completed? It's not enough to be physically, geographically out of Mitzrayim. It's not even enough to have to know that the Mitzri army perished in the Yams and Paris B'Shalach, and now your political freedom is permanent. So we expect here, okay, they came to Matan, they came to Har Sinai, Matan Torah, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so I understand Shmos goes, includes not only Shmos Va'era Bo, but even B'Shalach and even Yisro Mishpatim. But how about Truma Tetzav V'Yakol Pikude? That's really strange. If Sefer Shmos is Golos and Geula, so why do we need to hear about Mishkan in Sefer Shmos? Mishkan should have appeared in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra is about Karbanos. So instead of the third Sefer starting Vayikra, it should have started Truma Tetzav V'Yakol Pikude. How you make a Mishkan, how you make Big Day Kahuna, and then into the specifics Vayikra Tzav Shmini of how you bring Karbanos. No, that's the way the Rambam organizes Sefer Avoda. When he gives the halachas of karbanos, he begins with how you build the Beis HaMikdash and how you make Big Day Kuna and who's a Kohen, and then he gets into how you bring karbanos. Why is Truma Tetzav Yaakov Pekudei? Why are they here in Sefer Shmos? Ramban says, Kishabo el Har Sinai v'asu HaMikdash. When they came to Har Sinai, and not enough that they came to Har Sinai and got the Torah, they came to Sinai and were told to make a Mishkan. And it worked. It succeeded. We actually had Ashras Hashchina in a durable way. There was a very powerful Ashras Hashchina at the time of Har Sinai, but it was very temporary. b'meshoch hayovel hema yalu bahar. But once they came to after Har Sinai, that intense encounter to build a Mishkan, to now have an extended, permanent, durable encounter, ongoing encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're back to, the Rabban says, to the level of the Avos in Eretz Yisrael. Al Shavu L'mayelos Avosam. We got to the level of Avin Tzik Yaakov, Soda Loka Alei Oleim, ongoing Hashoros Hashchina in their homes. Az Nechshu Geulim. Only then did we have the completion of Geula, and that's why Rabban says, the Sefer Shmos ends exactly where it needs to end. Bahashlimo Inyan Mishkan, when the topic of Mishkan is completed, not just when the Mishkan is built, not when the construction is completed, but Bihiyos Kvod Hashem Mali Osotam, the very last pasuk of Parshas Pekudei of Sefer Shmos, is that the Mishkan was not only built, but it actually worked. And there was a Hashoros Hashchina. That brings us back to Yaakov Vinu still in Eretz Yisrael, and the cycle is completed, and that is Geula. And that also sheds an enormous amount of light, not only on why Truma Tetzav Yaakov Pekudei belong in Sefer Shmos, because only through having a Mishkan, which allowed, again, it was also a place of Karbanos, but primary purpose was to allow an address, a location in Olam Hazeh for an intense Hashoros Hashchina. Not only do we now understand why Truma Tetzav Yaakov Pekudei are in Sefer Shmos at all, but we also understand the tight flow directly from Yisro Mishpatim to Truma Tetzaveh. And let's end with one line back in Perek Chaf Hey, where we left off in this week's parasha. The Sod HaMishkan Hu. Let's just read one line of the Kabbalah the Rabban gives us. What's the Sod? What's the Kabbalistic deeper significance of Mishkan? Ka-Kavod Asher Shochan Har Sinai Shochen Olav Benister. That Kavod, that Gilui Shechina that was so evident and super obvious, super intense at Har Sinai, it would now be resting in the Mishkan, but Benister, in a less intense, obvious way. In other words, the Mishkan was going to be an ongoing experience of Har Sinai. Less intense, so Benister, but it's going to make that experience, instead of one great moment, something permanent. Also, Mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem, you had such an intense encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam at Har Sinai, now make a place, you have a mitzvah to make a mikdash so that there could be ongoing Hashoros Hashchina, which of course is our goal whenever we have intense positive encounters, but momentary, with Ribbono Shel Olam, with a greater awareness, a greater emuna, is to figure out how to go from a Yisro Mishpatim to Truma Tetzav of Yaakov Pekudei. How to go from the great momentary encounter to building structure within our lives, literally or figuratively, that allows us to make that sort of added new closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a regular, durable, lasting part of our lives. Have a marvelous day, Rabbi Osei.